a beautiful day like today, when every part of your being may have been calling you to stay outside, there was something that made you come anyway. So set a goal, set a purpose for yourself for being here. And I promise you, I'm gonna give you the best I have to give right now. That's what I bring to the table. And the Course in Miracles says the only thing we need to think in order to be prepared is what I know may not be all there is to know. Tell yourself, I might not know everything. Tell yourself, I might not know everything. Tell yourself, I might not know everything. As strange as that may sound, as weird as that may be,
because I pretty much got it all figured out. I'm just waiting for everybody else to catch up. Trying to learn patience.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Okay, we're going to be on page 219. This is a very, I'm going to go to paragraph 4 because this paragraph explains the process. What causes you to ever feel terrified about anything, and the process for letting go of any of that fear and upset and terror about anything.
Wow.
Because that's what I'm about to share with you.
Good.
Remember what was said about the frightening perceptions of little children. Frightening perceptions of little children terrify them because they don't understand the frightening perceptions. Little kid sees something in the dark, think it's a boogeyman, and it's just a coat hanging up on the wall. If the children that's terrified us were to ask for enlightenment, ask for the truth, ask for the answer, and accept it, your fears would vanish. Every problem that you have would vanish if you ask for the truth and then accepted it. If you had your nightmares, you will keep your nightmares. If you had your fears, you will keep your fears. If you had your problems, you will keep your problem. But it's easy to help an uncertain child. So when would it be easy for us to be helped? He says, when you recognize that you don't understand anything you see. You can be helped if you were to tell yourself, I do not understand what is terrifying me. I do not understand what is worrying me. I do not understand what's making me jealous. I do not understand what makes me afraid. I do not understand what my perception means. Puts you in a state of mind where you can be helped. Isn't that valuable to know how I can put myself into a state of mind that I can receive the answer? How can I put myself in a state of mind where I receive the answer?
I do not understand.
I do not know. So the person that I'm most upset with, I should be going, I don't understand you.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, you do believe you understand. The problem is, when I say you, I'm included in the you. I'm just reading it in the book, even though I look enlightened. I'm dumb as hell, okay? All right. So that just shows you all how open-minded you are. You come and listen to a person that doesn't know any more than you do.
But I like it that you admit.
That's why you can trust me.
Yeah.
I am a messenger. But when you're a messenger of God or truth, there's one thing that makes you different from the messengers in the world. When the postman comes, a postwoman, postperson, post-it.
Post-it.
When the post-it comes, he comes up to your mailbox, and he puts the letter in your mailbox, and he leaves. When a messenger from truth comes, they take the message for you, open it, read it, apply it to themselves, and then give it to you.
Cool.
That's a twist. So I'm a messenger who is also reading the same message and learning the same message that you do. What makes me different is I read the message more because I'm delivering it to more people longer in this form. You see what I'm saying? So I hope I'm just about near retirement.
No.
I'm in a dream where nobody wants me to retire. What's wrong with that picture?
She wants to be able to, but she's not to.
Thank you. I would never retire from what I love.
Yeah.
But I love this. Because it makes so much sense. Okay, so here's the problem. You do believe you understand. The person who sent the message told me to tell y'all that your only problem is that you think you understand. Your problem isn't what you think the problem is. Your problem is you think you understand what your perceptions mean. He says that's your problem. That's why you're terrified. But that's also, he would say, why we wouldn't ask for the answer, because we think we already know. You know, I know what's causing the problem. You.
Yeah.
That's already understood.
I don't have to go any further than that. It's you.
Little child, you are hiding your head under the cover of the heavy blankets you have laid upon yourself. You are hiding your nightmares in the darkness of your own false certainty. You are refusing to open your eyes and look at your nightmares. Okay, so I hear somebody coming in the bedroom. I'm a kid. I pull the cover over my head, and I'm scared because I hear something walking around in the bedroom, and I'm really terrified. My imagination is going wild because I'm refusing to look at the thing I'm afraid of. I'm under the blanket, refusing to look at the thing I'm afraid of outside the blanket, using my imaginations and fear to tell me what's going on. So we're going to stop saving nightmares. Let's not save our fears. I still got this fear I got when I was 12 years old. Stop saving your fears. I'm saving up all my fears. I got a fear about this, and that. I got fears going back when I was a kid. I'm saving my nightmares. He said, stop saving your nightmares. Why? Because they're not fitting offerings for Christ. And so what does that mean? That means that they're not fitting offerings for you. The stuff that you're giving to your